My alarm goes off. I do not want to get up, but it is not worth hearing the concerned voices asking me why I am not getting up. So I do. And then I stumble. I believe the stupid garage sale sofa bed trips me up on purpose. Every morning. It might have something to do with the fact that there are only 6 inches between the bed and the wall, so it is hard, even for me, to squeeze through. I swear loudly. Maddie, are you all right? It is Jessica, shouting her concerned mother voice up the stairs. I stomp around while I get dressed to let her know I have survived the attack of the sofa bed again. I trudge down the worn brown carpeted steps to the kitchen. I wonder what is for breakfast. I hate the smell of eggs, especially first thing in the morning, and especially mixed with coffee.
Eggs? Says Jessica. Coffee?
I shake my head, but just barely, so as not to actually barf.
What can I get for you then?
I sigh. I can feel some words coming on. They are not friendly ones. Shouldn't they be eating oatmeal, Quaker oats? Isn't that the Quaker national dish? Sam turns around from his ancient computer in the corner. The little swivel stool screams under his weight, cringing and sighing when he stands up. His big round face is beaming like a kindergarten drawing of the sun.
Good morning, Maddie. Looks like it's going to be a great day for your first appearance at Franklin High.
He picks up his coffee from the table and sniffs it like he is going to snort it through his nose. I stare past him through the window at the Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl champs thermometer, the light from the kitchen illuminating it enough to see that the dial is way to the left on the dashing black football helmet. It is 4 friggin' degrees, I say, the first words I have spoken to them since I moved in 2 days ago. It is important for the first words to be harsh, so they know not to get involved. It is for their own good. Sam gapes at me and spills steaming coffee down the front of his sweatshirt, then jerks back, spilling more. He and Jessica look at each other. Jessica clears her throat. She does not wake up bright and sunny like Sam. Her eyes and voice are only half there. It is something I like about her. You should not act all cheery when you have to get up and it is still dark outside, for God's sake. Sam, this means you. She clears her throat again.
It might snow.
It is too cold to snow, I inform her. I refrain from saying, you moron, even though living in Pennsylvania, she should know that.
I love snow,
says Sam, wiping the coffee off his chest with a wet napkin, leaving a trail of shredded paper like snowflakes. Maybe he should not drink coffee. Are Quakers allowed to drink coffee? I shake my head. He must have Quaker oats for brains.
Don't you like snow?
He asks me. His blue eyes twinkle and his curly blonde hair looks even bouncier than normal. A grown man should not have bouncy blonde hair, or eyes that twinkle like a 2-year-old's, or be in love with snow.
Snow sucks,
I say as coldly as I can muster. Jessica coughs.
Maddie, I need to ask you to watch your language, especially with Rory in the house.
She looks down at the blob sitting on the floor. In case you had not noticed, I inform Jessica, he does not speak.
He will,
she shoots back. I raise my eyebrows and say, you moron, with my eyes. Sam and Jessica look at each other again. They do this a lot. I believe it is Quaker speak, or they are aliens. What makes them Quakers anyway? They do not quake, except Sam's belly when he laughs. They do not speak religion like Loopy. In fact, they do not seem to speak religion at all. Still, I am not exactly overjoyed at this current hostile takeover situation. The blob starts banging a blue pot on the floor. He is a drooling landmine planted on the mold and mustard linoleum to torture me. He reaches for me with his grubby hands. I step away. Jessica gives him a sticky roll of kiwi watermelon simulation fruit product so his fingers, face, and the floor can get covered with more gack.